Welcome, everyone, to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Happy Halloween week to everybody. As you can see, we are dressed completely in character to what suits us in real life.
I'm not wearing a costume. What are you talking about?
See?
Yeah, I'm going to a club after this.
I'm going to a bakery. It's going to look going like this and just freak everybody out. To those listening, I am dressed as Cookie Monster. Alex, Rowan.
I'm black and white. I am grayscale.
Black and white, grayscale, 1940s.
Yes, there you go.
And I'm Indiana Jones.
Yes. Last minute, Indiana Jones still works as Indiana Jones. It's convincing.
Yeah.
So,
I got the hat.
Thank you all for tuning in. If you check out on YouTube, we have a note saying 52 likes is what we will need to get to Festival Rock or Flop. We'll play around. Also, thank you all for tuning in and joining us. If you give a super chat, $10 or more, you get your own random festival. Gift enough super chat or gift enough YouTube memberships, you'll get your own festival. Also, if you're in the chat right now, thank you for joining us. Let us know what you're going to be for Halloween. I saw someone just say they're going to be Poppy Emeritus from Ghost for Halloween. That's pretty impressive. We'll talk about Ghost later. Cannot stand, depends on the type of horror. Okay, people are talking about horror stuff already. All right. You know what else is horrifying? When your entire band leaves you. Again. Can we really feel that terrible about the situation? Even though we don't know all the details yet?
I mean, it's on brand.
Given his history, I can't blame anyone.
I love both of your reactions. Well, it's on brand, and given his history, kind of makes sense. For those who are not aware, back to As I Lay Dying. Let us know in the chat if it stops again. I'll have to cut all this out. Editing's going to be a nightmare, but that's okay.
Oof. Sorry, man.
Back to As I Lay Dying. I'll give my thoughts to Alex and Rowan in a second of what they think about this whole situation. As I Lay Dying made a post 4 days ago after the third posted a moment ago. Audio seems fine. Okay, now I'm just going to be doing that. Okay. As I Lay Dying made a post 4 days ago after three band members left and the tour manager left saying, sorry for the temporary inconvenience on Shaped by Fire not being available on streaming services, but I'll get to that in a second. We had a 5-year distribution deal that has been fulfilled after the album was reverted back to being owned by the band. It will be put back online, but we just need a moment for the processing to take place. Beyond that, we are still sorting through details of what is going on with As I Lay Dying, and we'll have more details for you soon. So, that's a lot to take in, considering now their most recent album from 2019 is off streaming, which is not an easy thing to do, especially if you're with a label. And someone's, people are trolling the chat. Can you hear me? Great. So there's a lot going on with As I Lay Dying. And the same other situation is the three band members that have left have made heartfelt speeches of saying they can't be in the band anymore due to their own personal morals conflicting with staying in As I Lay Dying. The best summation was given by Metal Injection. And my computer's completely frozen. There we go. I will fight through this as much as I can, no matter what, because I refuse to let Alex go through all this with the putting the makeup on just for this. There we go.
Stare at my face. Everything's fine. Just look at me. We're good.
From Metal Injection. Much like everything else surrounded As I Lay Dying right now, the band has not offered a comment on the disappearance. Shaped by Fire was released on Nuclear Blast, as was As I Lay Dying's first album since vocalist Tim Lamesis was released from jail after trying to hire a hitman to unalive his wife, Megan Murphy, in 2013. Yes, that did happen. Right after that album release, Shaped by Fire, featuring guitarist Nick Hippa and Phil Scrosso, bassist Josh Gilbert, and Jordan Mancino, only Scrosso remains at the moment, and even that might not be true. We have not heard a peep from Josh. The other three band members have made posts. It's exactly as much of a mess as you think it is. So, before we go into any other further details and speculation, Alex and Rowan, your thoughts on the As I Lay Dying fiasco. Alex, why don't you go first?
I just feel like if it's this tumultuous now, after everything that's gone on, it might just be time to let this one have run its course in the nicest way I can say it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's just kind of time for As I Lay Dying to be no more, because it's not working out for anybody involved.
Yeah, that's a fair statement, bro. What about you?
First of all, I'm just realizing that their name is very fitting for the situation. But it's amazing that they were able to come back at all after everything that happened. And just the fact that they, so many people like left simultaneously, I have to think there was some big falling out, you know?
Rowan.
Yeah, no, it's like, again, I am amazed that I'm amazed as I Lay Dying actually like had any traction after he got out of jail. Like, that's just like, not to bring any moral arguments into it, but that's just, I feel like that's not really something you come back from. My only thing is that like there had to be like a falling out for four key members of the band to like all quit pretty much at the same time. You know, that can't just be a coincidence.
I would agree. And the fact that the album just so happened to drop off streaming at the same time feels very peculiar. And the fact that one of the members said it's for moral reasons, he morally cannot stay with this band anymore, after it was worth keeping him like being in the band after what Tim Lambesis did before. At what point then is going on behind the scenes that we don't know that's finally like, you know what? I can't do this anymore. The Hitman stuff was one thing, but you learned your lesson. But now what you're doing, I got to get out of here. I don't know.
There's a lot with this band.
1940s actress, how would you feel if you were the only member in your band? Would you want to stick around or would you want to keep going?
I mean, that's an interesting question, Luke, in this specific situation.
Right.
I mean, if it was my project and I was not doing, you know, or supposedly doing terrible things, I would continue my own project.
Yes. And I got a feeling he's going to try to continue. There's no way he sat through prison to jump back into the band is going to be stopped now. Rowan, do you think he'll stop or you'll continue?
Well, to be fair, I don't know what else he would do, honestly. Like, again, he's a convicted felon, and just like what he did, like, I don't think even McDonald's would be quick to hire him.
I think there's a rule, like for some fast food places like McDonald's, you can't work there if you are a convicted felon.
Well, no, it's not even a convicted. Not even just like he was convicted. It's just like the thing he was convicted for.
He is a convicted felon. That's a felony.
It wasn't like, oh, it's not like, oh, I was caught with weed one time. It's like, no,
that's true.
Yeah.
An aggressive felony, not like a felony of violence or attempted violence. You know, there is a difference than white collar crime or felony by proxy or something like that. So if we find out more information, it's taken 22 minutes outside of many, many technical difficulties for whatever was going on between the connection and YouTube and everything else. I personally don't think As I Lay Dying should really do anything for a while. If they want the smoke to settle, cancel tour dates, and figure out where they go from there, I would at least respect that more than the Instagram statement where they said, we'll explain more things soon. That come on. That doesn't work that way.
So what do you think about Tim, Luke? Do you think he should continue?
I think he will continue. I don't know if he should. If I were him, I would say, like, okay, I really need to take a step back and assess the situation. I'm not saying like As I Lay Dying is in the big bucks millionaires club of bands, you know, for like being a metalcore band for so long that they're all millionaires and they can afford a PR team and social media managers to handle all this. I don't know. I don't see him going on tour in Latin America at the end of the year or Europe at the beginning of next year as a good look, even if he finds three hired guns. If he finds just random people, you know?
Yeah.
If we get like if he does like the typical YouTube apology video, I that would be honestly hilarious to me.
The fake crying one?
No, yeah. The first thing out of his mouth is not, he doesn't even talk. It's just like a deep sigh. I did not want to make this a video.
He has like a clickbait title that says like, not again, or something really.
Not again. Awful. It's just a black screen. That's the thumbnail.
All right. Okay, so this is where the stupid joke comes out to make light of the situation, get a little ha-ha, because again, no one's been hurt, you know, and hear me out on this. If something happens to those three members that left, or the tour manager, like the world's most unluckiest accident, everyone's going to blame Tim. Everyone. There's no way we wouldn't all glare at Tim instantly, even if it was an honest slip and fall in the shower.
Did it.
He's done. Like, he has a permanent guilty look on him now. And now the three band members are calling him out for saying we can't morally stay with him. And one of them actually does get hurt completely random. How are you going to stop people from thinking that?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm worried about what kind of nightmares you have, Luke. Are you okay?
Nightmares about not getting enough cookies.
Are we going to be on his hit list too for just talking about it?
Nah. I don't think he listens.
Chat, if one of us disappears, you know who to, like, you know who directed police towards.
He walks in through my door and is standing behind me halfway through the podcast.
No, it's his hitman, not him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the FBI agents. He has like an FBI jacket on. Hey, I'm so, you know, this guy found you. We're not going to do anything, but we're aware.
Yeah. No, it's just Agent 47 from the Hitman games.
Yes.
Bald guy in a suit.
Just any hitman.
Yeah.
Goodness. So it's okay. And this is an honest thing, too. You know who gets hit the worst? All of those As I Lay Dying fans that wanted to give the band a second chance in the last few years. And there were a lot. That sucks. That really sucks. All those fans are now going to look us like, wow, I guess I shouldn't have really thought the best of everything. Maybe it's not all peaches and cream and sunshine and rainbows.
Now we know why the stream was glitching. Yep, that's what happened.
Tim's a master hacker.
He hacked into the system
at Google.
He hired someone.
Yeah. What kind of money does Tim have? Hitman money? Google hacking money? Woof.
Yeah, if you've got one, you might as well have the other,
I guess. Or if
you know, yeah, like whatever their royalties is, it's gotta be good.
The hitman has a package you can add on. It's like, also I'll hack into these servers if you're at it. Well, I'm at it too. Kind of like Fiverr. It's like, add on your little things, like little extras.
You know, this is my cousin. This is what he does.
Yeah. Ghost Kia, we'll get to your festival later. I think the glitches are done. Thank God. I can edit this on YouTube after it's done processing, so that way it's nice and smooth and all the time is cut out. We'll be fine. Goodness, what a mess. Speaking of messes, Primus is in a bit of a mess right now. And I know that's an awful segue, but we found out, what, 2 hours ago? Alex and I were just talking about it, like, right before we got on, and that, like, the stream, and then Rowan caught it also right before it went on. For all the Primus fans in Primusville, Herb, the drummer, the longtime drummer who's been in and out of the band since the 90s, is done. Not just, oh, I need a hiatus. He has lost the passion to perform. That's rough.
That's a big one.
Yeah, so, and it's quoted in here, lost his passion for playing. On Thursday, October 17th, we received an email. So this was, they got the message over a week ago. From Tim, expressing that effective immediately, he would no longer be involved with Primus. So he sent an email about that too. Not even a, hey guys, can we talk? That's also rough. So
it is rough.
Yeah, especially for how long they've been together. I just saw them on tour this year with Coheed and Cambria. They were on a headline tour, Primus, the co-headliner. It was great. As disappointing as that is, we respect his choice and it's forced up to us to make some tough decisions. We considered canceling the annual New Year's show, but after much talk, Les and Lair had decided to pivot to an augmented version of Primus, featuring members of Holy Mackerel and Fraud Brigade, special one-time events. Danny Carey has also opted to fill in at the upcoming Tool Festival, which we'll talk about. For Sesantana, Primus plan on searching for the greatest drummer on Earth. So there's two things I want to point out. Number one, if you're an aspiring drummer, boy, do you have the audition of your lifetime coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, this sucks. This is a surprise. This is a big surprise.
This sucks.
It does. Like, Primus is a unique band. That is not an exaggeration or hyperbole. Primus is unique. He has been in and out of Primus, this will be like two or three times, but he's still been with the band for 20 something years total. So for him to say,
that's a long time.
For him to say, I've lost the passion, that's intense. So
after being with someone that long in any sort of fashion, and then just being like, you know what? No, I'm done. And doing it the way he did it, it's, he is done. Like that, he made up his mind.
I want to see that email. I want to see exactly what he said. Was it a bunch of anger?
I kind of do too.
Yeah, because like, there's no way it was just like a one or two liner. I just can't see it being that brief. If that's the case, something else is going on.
It had to be something that was like building up, like maybe even years or something like
maybe.
That.
Maybe.
Like he did it through email. He didn't like sit down with the other guys and trying to explain his case. It was just like the most like detached way possible.
That is detached. Sorry. Did you guys ever see the old 90s IT episodes? Like the old TV?
Of course.
Ones? Okay. I was late to the game. Friend of mine, Dom, he just did a whole thing about the new IT, the movies. Have you guys seen the new IT movies?
Yeah.
Because I have not seen those. I have not seen the new IT part one, part
two. I've not seen those.
Yeah, not the new ones.
Go
ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
The TV specials, my dad was really into those when those were airing. But like Tim Curry played like a more sillier role, and also if he played more like an actual like clown you would see in the wild. Bill Skarsgård's clown is like immediately horrifying from the get-go. Like I don't know how you think you're gonna lure in children looking already like a demon, but yeah.
Tim Curry was more inviting. Like, yes, I would like to hang out with you in the sewer, Tim Curry, that type of feel.
Yeah, it's a creepy clown, but at the same time too, it's not like he just looks like a regular clown. Like if you're like a little kid, I could still suspend disbelief enough that like a kid could still be like drawn to him.
Okay, watch this. That all sounds scary, but you know what else is scary? Not having your cell phone at a concert. Boom.
Ooh.
I nailed it.
Oh my goodness.
For those who are not aware, and Alex will have more about the tour itself later, Ghost has announced a 2025 world tour. It is a true world tour, too. It's not a world tour. Starting all over the place. It's covering a lot of ground. He will be a busy man with the Nameless Ghouls all throughout 2025. We may get new music out of it. There's speculation about that. Here's the thing, though, for this arena tour. Ghost is doing arenas. This is huge, right? We should all be happy. Don't bring your cell phone or your Apple Watch because they're banned. This will be another concert where cell phones and Apple Watches, much like the live right here, right now recordings, will require the magnetic chip pouches where they'll hand to you as you walk in. You stuff them in there. They're locked when you go to your seats. And once you leave the venue, you get them unlocked and you can use your phone and Apple Watch again.
When I saw that, I had like PTSD flashbacks to when I saw the Misfits back in 2018, because they did the exact same thing. They had the freaking pouches that like you had to get. First of all, we didn't even know that about that. Me and my dad, who went to the show, we didn't even know about that until we got there and we were already pissed off. But the thing is, too, what I remember is that like people didn't care enough to like honor it. The guy literally next to me literally just like grabbed his car keys and cut a hole out of the bottom of his pouch to get his phone. It didn't necessarily stop people. It just made everyone mad and clown Glenn online.
That is a fair point. These are not like the Teflon tamper-proof cases, I can't imagine.
If it's the same company, I would have to kind of like check. They were, it was nylon, if I remember correctly. This was like 6 years ago, so yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's the same company because they did this at White Stripes tour on Jack, one of the White Stripes tours.
Jack White has those. Yeah, he has them for every single show.
Jack White. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. My brain is catching up.
You're right. You're right, though. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand up comedians sometimes do that also. They have a little bit more of a legitimate reason because they don't want people stealing their jokes and posting them online.
That's fair.
At least has an argument. These tickets.
Now,
go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, has Tool ever actually done this? Because we all know how Maynard feels about phones. Have they ever enacted a policy like this?
No. And
I think it's just kind of like an unspoken rule. You know, you're just kind of like shamed by the band and like the other audience.
And also security will come up to you and stop you. But that's it. You know?
Well, and that's why I was wondering, because I saw Glenn Danzig and his security was the exact same way. If they saw you with a phone, they were very vocal about you can't have that, but they didn't have the pouches yet. So I'm wondering if more bands are going to start pulling these pouches.
If it works for Ghost, then yes, they will. This will probably be the good test for an arena tour like this. Also, there's a bigger argument here. And if you're paying that much for a ticket in an arena show, why can't you do whatever you want with your phone? These tickets are not cheap. This is a Live Nation Ticketmaster arena tour. Seats at the opening tour in the United States in Baltimore, a seat on the floor, not in general admission up front in the pit, seats, so you're farther back, almost $200.
Eesh.
And yeah. It's rough. So I understand how a wall and a sea of cell phones and no one's in the moment can upset the artist. However, is this an extreme reaction? Because not even Maynard would go this far. In fact, Maynard's probably lightened up because at the end of every Tool concert, the last song, he will say, okay, now you can take out your cell phones and record this one.
See, I'm really happy you brought up how Maynard kind of like gives, like lets them kind of like record something. Because like, I know it's a very touchy like subject about like, you know, when it's like just how appropriate phones are at concerts. Yeah, it can be distracting. But at the same time, too, it's like, I feel like, you know, people taking pictures or maybe like recording like one song, just something to remember by, you know, just like something to hold on to the memory of the concert. At least that's how I always kind of like go into a concert. I don't like being on my phone, but it's like I want to just get like something to sure. look back on, you know, just not having the I'm not against artists being like more gung ho about like not having phones throughout the concert, but just like taking away the option entirely. I don't know. It gives off a very like bad image, or kind of like leaves a bad taste in your mouth from the audience perspective.
Right.
Yeah, I think the forced aspect is a little much, but I like not having phones at shows.
Yeah.
My argument always was, as long as you're not in any way bothering other people to the side of you, behind you, in front of you, I don't care. It's when the people that do this, like hold it way up high and block other people's view, or like are waving around in other people's faces, that's when it gets obnoxious. Or when they're recording the whole thing so they can put the entire set on YouTube. At that point, it's like, okay, this is a little weird.
Yep.
You know, just like, again, just like one song, maybe get a few photos, just like moments that from songs that you know you really like. So you just want to like really capture that moment.
One song is not brutal, especially if you just have it like right here, like holding it in front of your face. So you're not bothering anyone. But if you're doing it for the whole show and you're doing it with like in front of other people and like trying to like get crowd shots and like zooming around with it, come on, you're playing a videographer for free for the band and you paid to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I don't know. However, what do we know? Ghost is going to make bajillions of dollars in 2025. Legit going to make up a new number, bajillions. That's how much money they're going to have. Huh. So the tour kicks off in the UK, then goes to Europe, blah, blah, blah. Alex will have more on that. Sorry, I should stop talking over that part. I just feel a little, I guess disappointed is the right word. I don't know. I love Ghost. I know many other people do. And I can't fork out that much money to see him. Not right now, anyway.
Yeah, see, again, I'm bummed about that, too.
Yeah.
Again, I'm so mad about it because, like, it was such a bad experience for me when I went to go see the Misfits. And, like, when I see that, I'm, like, immediately put off, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Yeah.
So, let's move on to some happier news. And also, I just want to point out it.
Are we talking about when we were young?
Sonic Temple first.
Oh, sorry.
You're fine. We'll talk about Wim and Young second.
Well, Sonic Temple, yeah, that's a solid, solid lineup. I mean, all 4 days have something awesome. Every single day has at least two or three bands that I dig. I'm super stoked about this lineup.
Rowan?
Oh, yeah, the Sonic Temple one. Yeah, no, like, again, same thing with Alex. There were some bands, like, performing on the same day where it's like, oh, man, if, like, I probably wouldn't go to, like, all 4 days. So it's like, I really have to, like, think about this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah,
I will say
I saw Converge. Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was gonna say, I will say this. It is a step up from last year, in my opinion. Last year, I was not feeling nearly as much. This definitely feels more in line with everything. It's a lot of Metallica. Someone just said in the chat, and Linkin Park is also going to be a name that draws people regardless of the situation. And how you feel about Linkin Park in 2024 and 2025, it's going to draw people into Ohio. I like the middle card. Again, it is somewhat more of the same for DWP. I'm not going to deny that it's not. But there's also a lot of good names on here that aren't every single year at Sonic Temple, which I am a fan of. So,
yeah, I mean, Mr. Bungle is a good one.
Yes.
Saw Converge there, too. Just Jane Doe. That's personally like a 10 out of 10 album for me. So,
yeah, like I'm looking on Friday. Metallica, Rob Zombie, Alice Cooper, Mastodon, Cannibal Corpse, Whitechapel. And that's just like the actual logo bands. If you see the lineup that's going on right now, there's many more on there. That is a heavy lineup for Friday. Heavy. So I think it's solid. I enjoy it. let's do this like really quickly. Alex, would you go to Sonic Temple 2025?
Yes.
Okay. Rowan, if money was, if money was not an issue, Rowan, would you go to Sonic Temple? Yes. I would too. If money and everything else was no issue, I would go. And again, I think it's a step up from last year, which is also nice. So Columbus, Ohio, May 8th through 11th. Nice soccer stadium.
Mr. Bungle was this year. Sorry.
It's okay. I was going to say they're coming back because sometimes they do that too. I'm looking.
They
at
do.
Also,
yeah. No.
Also, this year. Metallica and Gwar are playing on the same day. Do you think they'll bring Lars on stage to kill him on Gwar's set?
I could see Lars being into it. If they approach him, I feel like he would like the idea. Being killed by Gwar, that's an honor.
It is. It's a fun honor too. It's a bit, but I don't know. Also, there's good variety on here too, I will say this. And speaking of variety, today the When We Were Young 2025 lineup got dropped for next year in October. Now, this is where it gets a little bit different because this is the emo festival. However, there's a lot more metalcore in there this year. A lot. So, headlined by Panic at the Disco, Blink-182, also featuring Avril Lavigne and Weezer, they also have bands like Knocked Loose, Kubla Khan, Loathe, Ice Nine Kills. So all these really heavy bands, the metalcore stuff, is going to open up for Avril Lavigne.
I love that.
So,
honestly, I would be super down to check this out.
If I was closer, because it's, again, like, it's on the other side of the country, there are solid bands on here that I enjoy. I don't know if I would be enticed by this personally. It's not my favorite lineup. It's just, it's, boy, oh boy. The fact that Panic at the Disco is coming back is a big story in itself. It is. With all, I mean, it's Brendan Urie at the Disco now. It's just him. And whoever
he finds. That's been like that for years,
though. Yeah, exactly. It's been the same thing. So the fact that he's coming back after all the accusations and stuff, apparently it's all smoothed out. Blink-182 playing songs from Enema of the State, Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, self-titled, and more. So they're playing a variety, almost as if to say, we promise no new stuff. Boy, is that a weird underlying comment. So, I don't know.
It's just, they're just like, we know what you're here for.
Yes. For a festival like that, they know what they're there for. Okay. And I know we talked about this briefly. Ticket prices have gone up again for When We Were Young. They were already expensive. They're now $500 for general admission. And I don't even know what they are after that for VIP and all access and all that other stuff.
Okay. Maybe I won't go.
$500 to see Kubla Khan open for Avril Lavigne. I know that's funny, but $500, ha-ha funny? I don't know.
I think it's that funny.
I don't know. I say that again. Like, When We Were Young, oversold this year. Like, just last week, they oversold because it was so popular, and people were willing to take out a new credit card and put that on there just to go.
Yeah.
And also,
I think this is a good move for like fans because it does bring in more of that, you know, metalcore, some of that heavier stuff. I think this is a good move. $500 good for me personally. I don't know, but
yeah.
Honestly, also with the choices of the metalcore bands, if I'm being honest, you can feel free to agree or disagree with me here. I feel like they're acts that are more beginner friendly or nice, like kind of like, you know, kind of like, if you were to introduce someone to metalcore, this is kind of like the more easier bands to digest, you know, like Beartooth.
More accessible. Yeah, I get that.
Accessible. Sorry.
And there's a lot of emo nostalgia, including band like Never Say Never, who is returning. They have Jax Mannequin, who's returning, and then have these other bands that are certainly active or the nostalgic names like a Yellow Card, like a Taking Back Sunday, you know, a Mayday Parade. They have all those. So it will sell. It'll do well. Me criticizing or saying it's good or bad or us saying if we go or not will not have any impact on the success of When We Were Young 2025. They're going to make money.
Nope.
I'm just saying, man, that's a lot of money. Also, I love how Brendan Urie is coming back for a Vegas show. If I'm correct, he's not far from that area. I could be wrong about that. I could be wrong about that. Anyway,
no idea.
If that is Brendan Urie's proper return at Vegas next year for Panic at the Disco's proper return, they might do a tour. I don't even know. I do love that it's going to be Kubla Khan and Ice Nine Kills and Knocked Loose opening up for him on the main stage.
Yes.
It fits. It just fits, you know. So
it works.
It does.
Yeah.
So we move on to one of our favorite topics that is unfortunately going to become more and more common as time goes on. AI and music. Artificial intelligence creating music. Now,
yay.
If I were to say a specific name being in favor of making AI music, would you expect me to say Van Halen?
Nope.
No.
Oh my God.
No. Well,
I would expect you to say Gene Simmons, but not Van Halen.
Yeah, see, Gene Simmons, I would get it with the avatars that might be in the works. We don't know about it. But guess what? Van Halen's gonna try, probably. And by that, I mean Alex Van Halen, who wants to have AI create riffs like Eddie Van Halen to start a new project. So
I mean, like, he didn't sing. You can't just get a guy who's good at guitar like Eddie Van Halen.
Okay, I'm glad you said that exact phrase, because that's exactly what he wants to do. Quoting Mr. Alex Van Halen, drummer from Van Halen, to tackle this challenge, Alex is considering tuning to artificial intelligence. He's already contacted OpenAI, the company behind ChatGPT, in hopes of using AI to recreate Eddie's signature guitar work by analyzing the way he played. Get it?
I like it. Mm-mm.
So,
I hate reality. Okay.
Van Halen AI. So, continue the quote just to see where this is going. Perhaps the most surprising aspect of Alex's plan is his vision for Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin to front the project. Despite not having spoken to Plant in over three decades. Think about that, by the way. Ideally, it'd be Robert Plant. Alex noted, acknowledging that the idea might sound far-fetched. You're going to think I'm out of my mind, but when conditions are right, things will manifest. We are... And according to Alex Van Halen, who just released an autobiography, we are going to get Van Halen AI in a new project, hopefully fronted by Robert Plant, with a digital Eddie Van Halen. Thoughts?
That sounds dystopian, if I'm being honest.
Thoughts? Encouragement?
Yeah, again, dystopian.
That's going to be a big old no from me.
Of all bands. That's why I asked that. Like, if you thought of a band that you would think would be all aboard AI, would you think it'd be Alex? Also, your brother? You're going to have your brother replicated by AI?
Yeah, that sounds weird. Why would you do that?
I just can't see Alex hurting for money that bad. I just can't.
Just like, oh my God.
So
yeah, I can't believe that. That is shocking. Thank you for shocking me thoroughly, Luke.
Happy Halloween. You said you wanted a fright. Well, guess what? Digital.
Yeah,
Eddie
you're
Van
horrifying
Halen.
Us in very unique ways.
Digital. Yeah. Computer glitches and digital Eddie Van Halen. Happy Halloween, friends.
This sounds like the pitch to a very bad Black Mirror episode.
Oh, wow. Maybe you're right onto something with that. And that I would accept, though. As a good piece of fiction, this legendary guitarist dies and they're trying to recreate him so that way no one knows. So it's a combination of Black Mirror and Weekend at Bernie's. Like, they combined
it. They did make that. It was with Miley Cyrus. It was a bad episode, but that concept was there.
I didn't
there.
See that one specifically because people said it's not worth it, so...
No, yeah. Ah. Spoiler alert, but it's been 6 years, so if you haven't seen it at this point, that's kind of on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
This feels like that Trick or Treat movie with Gene Simmons and Ozzy, remember, when they bring the guitarist back from the dead?
Yeah. But that was...
It didn't end well.
But that was intentionally lame. That was intentionally cheesy. This is for reals, and it's serious.
And that makes it so much worse.
It does. No, it really does. And again, why would I think Alex Van Halen, who's already contacted the company that's made ChatGPT, OpenAI, he's all in. How would Wolfgang feel about this?
I'm actually, it's funny you bring up Wolfgang, because I'm looking at the chat. A lot of people are like, just bring Wolfgang on to help finish whatever I mean, like, say what you will about, like, Wolfgang getting into Van Halen to begin with, but at least, like, he was Eddie's son. If anyone knew him better than anyone, it would be him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would do a great job. I don't think AI is the way to go. I think this is terrible, and I don't want it to happen.
I would rather see a tribute every night from his son, if that's what they want to do. Even that would be better.
You can get Wolfgang guitar, and you bring Michael Anthony back on bass if he's up for it.
That would be more realistic, and people would not be grossed out by the idea.
Yeah, that would feel honorable. I feel like I don't want to get dramatic here, but I feel like this is dishonoring Eddie more than anything.
It does feel a little weird. I mean, here's a good example. You know how Queen, the remaining members, have worked with Adam Lambert for years? What if they just said, you know what, Adam, you can go home now. We're going to use ChatGPT and OpenAI to recreate Freddie stuff that way. Would people be okay with it?
Yeah, we're working with a hologram.
Yeah. Nope. People be okay with it? No, they would not. Not at all.
They even have enough couth, I suppose we could even just call it, to call it Queen with Adam Lambert. They're not even calling it Queen.
Very fair. They know what they're doing.
Exactly. This is not that. This feels gross.
Someone just said in the chat, don't give them ideas. I don't think they would do that. But again, it's just still, I saw this. I kept it quiet to myself. I did not want to say it to you guys in the main chat because I wanted to get a blind reaction because this story got buried with all the other stuff this past week as I lay dying and festivals and Ghost and everything. Ghost today. He's already made steps. This is not just talk. He's trying actively to make Digital Eddie. So.
By the way, can I just say one thing? Like, side note, why Robert Plant? The guy's 80. Let's be real. His vocals haven't really aged all that well. And also, I don't know if he could sing a Van Halen song that well. You know, that's a completely different sound.
It's like he dreamt this and he said, I'm going to do everything in my power to make this dream come true. After one bad NyQuil induced fever dream. Like, this is his passion.
Dream journal. What did we come up with last night?
He was just smoking weed on his couch. It was like, hey, what if I recreated my brother? And I got the lead singer of Led Zeppelin in on this.
Perfect. I love it. Let's go for it.
Yeah.
You know, let's talk about something positive. Let's move right on. Cause I know I've disgruntled both of you right now. So both of you would be interested in this. Cause I already sent a little message in here. You're already aware of it. The band Tool said, screw the cruises. We're just going to go straight to the beach. They're having their own destination festival in March. Tool Live in the Sand. A 2-day festival, 3rd day bonus with the actual hotel package in Dominican Republic at the Hard Rock there. Tool playing on both days, also featuring Primus, Mastodon, Coheed and Cambria, Eagles of Death Metal, and more, including Alex Gray.
Me?
It says you are there. So, Rowan, did you get an invite? Because I didn't.
Oh, unfortunately not. And I'm angry because I'm such a big Tool fan.
Yeah, well.
Wasn't allowed to tell you guys. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that hurts.
Okay, not me, Alex Gray. I'm sorry. It's not me. It's the other Alex Gray. Okay, that guy.
Oh, now it's making more sense.
Now that's so funny because he, we share the same name, so it's weird, but he is such a good artist, and I think it's super rad that they're bringing him out for this.
Mm-hmm. I think this will be definitely an immersive thing. I can definitely see special projects and artwork things like they do on cruises and stuff, but it's a destination, so you don't have to worry about being seasick. They can have special events too, you know, like they can have Claudio from Coheed read comic books, going over his lore and stuff. They can have, who is it that does all the artwork for Tool? It's not Maynard.
Alex Gray.
Is it Alex Gray?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know he did all the artwork, too. I know it was him and the guitarist that worked together. That does make sense. Like, actually going over some of the spirology and, all the humanoid stuff that they've created over the years and making an exhibit out of it. There's so many cool things they could do. Now, there's going to be a lot of pale prog metal fans on the beach in Dominican Republic. I mean,
sea of white.
Yes, this is mean and superficial. There's going to be a lot of sunburn for days for all these fans trying to go outside for the first time, let alone on the beaches in an island.
Also, that's going to be a sight to see.
It will.
I got
to
say, though, when I first heard of this, my first thought was that, like, Tool performed on beaches before. There's like, this was very early on in their career, but like, this is like right after Undertow came out, but like, they were performing in Hawaii. And what was funny about the video footage was that, like, you got Tool on stage, but the audience was like a bunch of surfer dudes, some big buff shirtless guys to Tool.
I was going
to
say, this was 90s, right?
Yeah, like early 90s. Like, yeah. Again, this is Paul Moore was still with the band.
Yeah. So that still kind of fits the vibe. I remember if I'm correct, that's when still Maynard had the fading mullet, you know?
And yeah, that's like that.
So,
and their setup was conventional, you know? Yeah, they didn't have like the big stage show that like they're known for now. So I'm very curious about like how that's going to look on a beach.
Right. Well, they're like, it's, I don't know if they're playing on the beach, but they're going to have stuff on the beach. I can actually see beach performances for these bands too. Now we play the favorite game before we get to the festival game. Guess how much? So it breaks down kind of like a cruise. This is an all-exclusive thing. Like, you get food, not alcohol, but drinks. This is like a destination resort. So 4 nights, 3 days. You get in on Friday, you go home Monday morning. If you wanted to do four people to a room, how much would one person pay?
Eight.
I've never been on a cruise. I have no.
Okay, that's fair. Just take
a guess. Frame of reference. Yeah, no. Can I say like $1,000 per person?
Good guess. $800, $1,000 per person. You're both way off. If four people book a room, the standard room, $2,000 per person.
Ooh.
Oh God.
Now, this is the same room, no matter if it's all four occupants or one occupant, much like a cruise. So say I don't have any friends. I just want to go by myself and have a nice time. The resorts would make less money off of one person than four. So they would charge me $5,000.
Oh, that's fun.
This is for the Royalton Splash Luxury Room, two doubles. What does that mean? It's like two double bunk beds, like a cruise.
Oh, no.
You're not getting some lavish, posh resort thing. You should, but so
I'm getting like, a bunk bed. You're getting a quarters. Yeah.
You're getting the cruise cabin without the movement, like without the motion sickness and stuff. So there's something to be said about that. The prices are insane, though. If you got your own Gibson or Fender guitar with it signed by one of the band members, maybe I could see it being a cool thing. Then I could justify going and doing that. That's the basic room. And this is also with the Hard Rock Hotel in Dominican. So I'm not saying it won't be a blast. I'm not saying anyone that has the money to do it won't love it. I'm just saying if you have that money, please consider joining Rocked on Patreon or a YouTube membership. That money will go a long way. You clearly have the funds. You clearly have the money to do it, by the way. Don't act like you don't.
I'm just saying, for $5,000, I would expect Justin Chancellor to come into my room with his bass guitar and serenade me to sleep.
I would expect bass lessons. Like, teach me something, you know?
Teach me reflection.
Yeah.
Because that is an awesome bass line.
For $5,000 to sleep on a double bed, like one of those like twin full beds, you know, for 3 nights. Yeah, I feel. And that's also, by the way, not including the flight there. You got to do that your own, you know?
Yeah.
Gotta get there.
That is. You need a passport. So.
Nope.
Yeah. So I see some fair prices in the chat, too. Someone said $1 Price is Right. You still would have lost. 1,000 was the closest, but you still were over half off. So
someone said 15,000. My God.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me take out a second mortgage.
I know, right?
To go to this.
Do you want to buy a decent car, or do you want to go on this luxury thing? And also
4 day festival.
I want to make a joke, but let's be honest. The super luxury room might be 15,000 when they announce it. You know.
Easily.
So yeah, Tool is going to get that money in March. They're going to get that money. So
Jason Momoa is a confirmed Tool fan, so I imagine he's like the only one who could afford it as far as Tool fans go.
Well, they need to announce him as a guest as well to make sure they can get more people to come meet Aquaman. Come on. So
that works. Aquaman. It's a cruise. It's a beach.
It's like a resort on the beach. You could watch in the with your feet in the water, like ankle deep, watching Maynard with Aquaman, Jason Momoa. That's a nice little scene.
That's something Jason out of Momoa. Dream.
confirms that he is going to this, that a lot more women will end up going to this as well.
Oh, right. Yeah. All the pale, so all the pale guys are by the stage up close getting sunburnt, and all the ladies are just like trying to get lined up to get meet Jason Momoa.
And you've got Jason Momoa hanging out with Alex Gray.
Yes, that's correct. Okay, now we're seeing how they're making money. Now it's making more sense. Okay.
By the way, Tool, if you take some ideas away from this, if on the off chance you are seeing this, like, you know, maybe a little thank you, maybe like a free ticket, that'd be appreciated.
Oh, yeah. Because this comes out of Tool's thing. Unfortunately, with cruises and resorts, they can comp some things. They can't just give you a free cabin, though, because it's owned by the hotel or the cruise line. So as someone who has been like given discounts on like 70K tons of metal, they can't comp you. That, it's just not possible.
Yo, Hard Rock, hook us up.
Yeah. Yes. We'll give you a free plug. How's that? That's fair, right? That's
worth I'll take saying. That.
Yeah. So as we go on, we'll go to our tour and album upcoming news. There were several tours that got announced today, let alone this week and last week. Alex, do you have anything you'd like to share?
Yes, The Plot and You just announced their 2025 North American Headline Tour. We've got Holding Absence, Boundaries, and Acres on this run with those guys. We've also got Ghost. We touched on that one a bit. The North American leg of their 2025 tour is going to launch on July 9th and wrap up on August 16th. And as we know, it's going to be a phones-free experience. So plan accordingly. Or be prepared to have your phone taken, whatever you want to do there. Alice Cooper also announced some new East Coast dates on his Too Close for Comfort tour coming up in 2025. We've got the Pixies starting in June. They're going to hit North America summer tour. They're going to have two unique concerts in each city they visit. So kind of like what Metallica did, you know, where it was two unique sets over those two dates in that city. That's what the Pixies are going to do.
Very nice.
And ZZ Top just announced a couple dates for their March-April 2025 leg of the Elevation Tour.
Okay.
And that's what I got.
Very nice. That's a good selection. There's a lot of variety of stuff that got announced. Rowan, what albums are coming out this Friday, November 1st?
Definitely a quality over quantity this week in both a good and bad sense. First of all, we got Lanes Mistaken for Stars, Do You Still Love Me? This is like a post-hardcore band, but what's interesting is that this is their final album and the only one that is being posthumously released since their singer, Jared O'Donnell, died in 2021. So this is like the last kind of like known recordings that he did. He was able to finish his parts before, at least.
So it's the farewell album. Okay.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
And of course, this is a great one. We got The Cure's Songs of a Lost World. Cure is back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go.
Very nice.
I know my mom is probably going to be already has a pre-order for that, so
appropriate.
And finally, you're going to everyone get your booze ready. Luke, get your booze ready. Skillet Revolution.
Cringe.
Yes.
Cringe.
It is being independently released by the band.
Was by ready.
The way, I just want to read. I just want to read this one statement from John Cooper about the album.
Okay.
The revolution we're talking about on this record is not a political revolution. It is certainly not a militaristic one, which I've never supported. It's a revolution for love. It's a revolution to love your enemies. Love your enemies sounds pretty militaristic, if you ask me.
He's gone on Fox and Friends in the last year and a half. Okay. You know what?
Yeah,
maybe we'll be surprised and that My Faith, My Freedom Ford F-150 commercial song that they play at the cop station. Maybe that's just an outlier. Maybe the album will be great. Maybe we'll be blown away in its return to form.
Just remember, this is being like self-released by the band. So as far as I know, they didn't have to worry about catering to a label and any of their notes. This is self-release. So it's like this is Skillet. Unhinged.
Is it just John Cooper like reading straight from like Revelations chapter 4 and like trying to sing the lyrics, like the verses?
For all I know, yes.
Jesus wept. Okay. So, any other albums coming out? that you know
that's
of?
That's about
you
know. It. Like, I mean, that's about it for like all like the notable ones. Yeah.
Boy, The Cure and Skillet, two wildly different sides of a coin. So
I told you, quality over quantity.
Right, you were right. You labeled it properly. So that being said, thank you guys so much for hanging with us through all the technical difficulties. It's time to book 2 days worth of festivals. Did we hit our goal of 52 likes? I do not. I
believe we did.
Yeah, I was going to say it's refreshing for me right now. So we have one super chat while that loads. And one of you guys confirms it from Ghost Kia. Which bands would each of you like to see make a collaboration together? If you have any off the top of your head, who would you like to see make a collaboration?
Ooh.
I think it's a good question.
Rowan, you go first.
Honestly, I would love to see like, I don't know if it's like, it's more like just like certain musicians collaborate with each other. So like, I don't know if that's kind of like the same thing. I would love to see Wes Borland like work with like people like Justin Chancellor or like members of Tool, you know? Okay. That guy is such an underrated guitarist. And I feel like he has a very similar style to Adam Jones, yeah. But like, it's definitely like more like thrashy and more like, you know,
I'm thinking of him like laying down really thick creative riffs while Adam takes lead in Tool and it's the rest of Tool. There's some legs to that idea. That's not bad.
No, yeah. Again, like say what you will about Limp Bizkit, Wes Borland's riffs are one of the,
I agree,
in my opinion, probably like the most redeeming factor about the band. Like The Truth, if you know that song, that riff goes hard.
Yeah. Very fair.
Yeah.
Anything from 1940s Alex Gray?
Well, you know, no. So I think it would be super cool. Somebody planted this seed in my head on the chat a couple weeks ago, and I haven't been able to stop thinking about it. I think seeing Chapel Roan do something with Spirit Box would be super fun.
I mean, she's done something with Megan Thee Stallion, so that's not completely out of the ballpark.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Can you imagine how catchy that chorus would be with Spirit Box and Chapel Roan?
Yeah. That would be such an earworm, and I want to see it happen.
Yeah, that actually would be pretty cool. That would get good publicity for both Spiritbox and just heavier music in general again, too. I don't know if... I feel like Chapel Roan might be up for something like that, too. I don't know if it's with Spiritbox. That would work great, but I feel like Chapel Roan would be up for it, like a collaboration.
I think she
like
would,
that,
too.
You know?
She seems like she'd be down to do something heavier.
Yeah, like if it's something creative and she likes it, I get it. I think that'd be a good suggestion. And mine really quick, and I thought about this before, I've not brought it up with anyone specifically in the group, but I think it'd be cool because I just don't think it happens to stay in my head until now. Slipknot, one of my favorite bands, has always been a dominant, boisterous, loud, angry sound with Corey Taylor's unique vocals. Have Poppy come in on a song, sing and scream with him.
I like that. Ooh.
Because Poppy's collaborating with everybody this past year. Slipknot and Poppy would work real well because she could add a totally different layer to one Slipknot song and it would still totally fit perfectly.
That would be awesome. I need to hear that now too.
Yeah.
See, I got to catch up on the Poppy show. If you guys remember that.
I only saw the first episode. I have not seen anything else, but Poppy's album's
coming out. It's trippy though, right?
It is. It's intentional though. Like it's intentionally weird.
That's her whole brand. Yeah.
Yes. So thank you guys for sticking with us in overtime. Yes.
Do you know off the top of your head, has Corey Taylor ever done a collaboration with a female vocalist? I know of one, but I only know of one.
The one I know that I love is their cover with Lizzie Hale of Gimme Shelter.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's the one I know.
He also did a track with Walls of Jericho on their acoustic album. It was super, super good. So hearing him, that dynamic between his vocals and a female vocal is so good.
A third, The Word Alive. This was back in like 2018 or 2019, the Australian band. They have a female lead singer and he was like a guest vocal on it.
That's so rad.
So completely possible. Poppy. Yeah, my wife just said, you get a collab and you get a collab. Poppy saying that like Oprah. So, all right. Let's see how fast we can book 2 days worth of festivals. Again, I'm going to unlist this podcast, chop it all up, make it presentable, and then put it back on YouTube. I'll share it out. The audio format should be fine. It might just take me longer to post, but we'll still get to festivals right now because it's time for us to book our Halloween festivals. Let us please the computer just hold up a little bit longer, just a smidge longer, guys.
Please.
Every time we hit the like goal on the podcast that rocked, we book a random festival for 5 bands. This festival is booked with over 200 bands to choose from with some qualifiers just in case we get lucky and have to do something. some good, some bad. We'll book a 5-band festival, then ask the chat if they want to go. We also have a second day thanks to Ghost Kia, who thankfully donated $10 for the super chat. Second day, day two, will be Ghost Kia Day. Day one, however, is our festival, Rob, booked by the three of us. We're in the business to make money. Alex and Rowan, are you ready?
Yes.
I don't know if I am, the way my computer's been acting up. Okay.
We got this.
Yeah, we do. It could be much worse. I think we're in the clear now, so long as you don't land on something horrific. So, bam, here we go. So you know I'm not cheating. First band for Rockfest day one. Idols, British band.
Hey.
Either of you familiar with Idols?
It sounds vaguely familiar.
It's like a cross between punk and like post-punk and stuff, like true British style, but also have other elements and stuff thrown in as well. They were nominated for a Grammy not too long ago too in the US. Cool stuff, very thoughtful, like odd lyrics, but like very heavy stuff. It's great. Number two. AWOL Nation. The band that sings Sail. Remember them? Yeah.
Yes.
They oddly enough just had an album come out this year. So two bands, like two unique bands. Okay. Number three. Fire from the Gods.
Okay.
Either of you
not familiar with them?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fire from the Gods have done a lot of the DWP festivals. They got a great sound. They played a lot on Octane. They've done a lot of collaborations too. He's from, I want to say Jamaica. I could be wrong about that though. I don't remember where he's from. Bahamas, Jamaica, one of the islands. So great stuff. They got a lot of songs on Octane. They had singles. They're a good band. Number four. Judas Priest.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay. I think we got a headliner.
Yep.
And also that photo I took, that was like one of the first concerts I went to right after pandemic. So that was a fun one to hit that up in 2021. And number five. Sabaton. So we're getting some power metal too about World War One. I would like to just
I feel like out. Works with Judas Priest though.
It
you
does.
Know?
Also, my wife is probably just
I don't know about everything else.
My wife now wants to go because Sabaton's gonna be there. So
yay.
The fact that Judas Priest is on there with Sabaton, that is probably gonna be enough because I think they're torn together this year. Or will be torn together, whichever one it is. So as fast as I can. Yeah, I just saw my wife shout Sabaton in the chat. Alex and Rowan, would either of you go? Any thoughts about Rockfest?
I'd go.
I would too. I mean, Fire from the Gods has good stuff, so.
Yeah, but like Judas Priest is like the only one I really know and like, you know?
Okay.
One out of four. It's not like, I know Sabaton, but it's like, I'm not like huge into them. If I were to go to a venue, do I really like a festival? Do I want to go see, go to a festival where I only know like one band?
Fair. Keep in mind, though, this is going to be horrible sounding. Rob Halford is an immortal legacy in metal. He may not live forever. He might not live forever. He might not exist after we do. So I say this to everyone. See your favorite bands when you can.
Yes.
Did I say that nicely enough?
I got Judas Priest. Yeah. So I got that covered.
You did. Did I say that nicely enough without YouTube getting mad at me?
I get that.
Yeah. Polls being filled out. I would go. There's no bad bands on this card. I'm fine with it. There's nothing I would turn my nose away against. So, someone's yelling at me in the chat. How dare you put that out there? Well, you know, we've lived through enough.
We know.
Yeah, I get it.
Rob Halford is our immortal god king, and you should not slander him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't slander. I just, 84% said yes. Good. I think that's fair. Now we go to Ghost Kia Festival. Thank you again, Ghost Kia, for the super chats. With all the many technical issues, it does help out a lot when we get bonuses like that. It does help out. Because this one's going to be rough, but I'll make it work. Day one of Ghost Kia Fest. We just talked about them. More proof that maybe there is some listening power in this folder. Panic at the Disco. Also, this photo I took in 2014 makes it look like Brendan Urie just saw a ghost and he's looking away at it. So it'll show up on your screen if you're watching. Yeah.
A ghost Kia is just a Kia car, but it's like a spirit.
Okay, that's actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like I get good gas Stephen mileage. King. Ooh. Number two.
Must be a Kia Soul.
Disturbed.
Okay.
They're going to get money.
Cool.
It's all, like people will show up for Disturbed. So, number three, Disturbed and Panic at the Disco and Lorna Shore. Panic at the Disco and Lorna Shore and Disturbed. There's a little, there's one of these things is not like the other. I'm just going to put that out there right now. However, it's going to make money. Number four for Ghost Kia Fest. Dead Posey. This is a band Gretchen and I found in 2019. Man and wife singer. She sings. He plays guitar. He's the former drummer of Eve Six, the band from the 90s and the 2000s. They have their debut full length LP coming out very soon. If you like Hailstorm and like and that type of sound, they blow Hailstorm out of the water. It's great. It's so she's so good, like the lyrics and voice and stuff. So Dead Posey, they're great openers, too, because they opened for a lot of the DWP stuff that year. Number five. Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators.
All right.
So Disturbed, Slash.
Panic.
Panic at the Disco, Lorna Shore, and Dead Posey. So
there's something for everybody.
There is. The emo fans may not love the whole lineup, but still, would you go to Ghost, if I can spell, Kia Fest? Alex and Rowan, your thoughts?
I think it'd be fun. It's a little all over the place.
It is.
I'd go.
Honestly, I would go too. Sure.
Yeah.
Panic and Dead Posey. I think it's worth it. I think I understand why it's a lot. But just the idea of the Panic at the Disco crowd mixing in with the Lorna Shore crowd, that's a fun time. And also it ending with Disturbed and Slash, I think there's some weight behind that.
Yeah.
If I were a betting man, I feel like Nick Ramos would try to cover a Panic at the Disco song in the Lorna Shore style.
Oh, like, that would
be Archimed.
It could work out that well, too. And then Slash could play guitar for him. Ooh, Slash collaborating with Lorna Shore. Just some wild, insane cover. That'd be nice.
Completely chaotic.
Yes. And then Disturbed comes in singing their newer hits that are all softer and alternative. Not soft, but softer. That's a nice way I want to say it. I think it'd work out.
Yeah.
Peaceful. Also, Slash and Miles Kennedy is very underrated. I do not think they got enough credit. They have good stuff.
They really do. Miles Kennedy is a fantastic frontman, and he's a great singer.
His solo album either just came out or is about to come out, too. His number three. He's got some great. He's like he also doesn't age either. He's in his 50s and he does not look it. He was older when Alter Bridge started. Dun, 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 dun. Wait. Here we go. My page is frozen. Can you hear and see me?
Here. See you.
Okay. Thank you guys for being patient. Because the poll is frozen, I shall refresh.
Fun fact, did you guys know that Miles Kennedy was in Rockstar 2001 with Mark Wahlberg?
I don't even know what that is. Rockstar 2001?
No, it's the movie's called Rockstar. Came out in 2001, starring Mark Wahlberg.
I've never even heard of that.
It's such a good movie.
Rockstar 2001, A Music Story, or A Music Odyssey.
That is such a good movie. You guys got to watch it.
Interesting. I've never even heard of it.
So Mark Wahlberg.
I think I've heard Rockstar.
Yeah, it's really good. Jennifer Aniston's in it.
Huh? In 2001. Huh?
Yeah. 2000. It was, well, it was right around a certain time. So it got buried big time. So if you get a chance, go watch it. It's super good.
Okay. Fair enough. Ending the poll. It finally popped up for me. I had to refresh. That's why. Sorry. Sound of Silence cover from Lorna Shore. Oh, that would be nice. That could work well. As soon as the poll catches up, I will let you guys know, but it looks like a yes with 70%. Ghost Kia Festival, a little chaotic, but they'll be chiming in. Haven't you people ever heard of Lorna Shore? and then Disturbed and Slash. Ah, my Cookie Monster helmet is off. I'm finally free. So I want to thank these two specifically, Alex and Rowan, for sticking with me for the many, many, many technical difficulties I will have to take my computer in most likely to get my video card worked on. But I will get that taken care of. Alex, you have any well wishes you would like to say for the Halloween season, as you are the most well-dressed of the three of us?
Well, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Be safe, have fun, eat all the candy, and do unto others.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Any spooky dad jokes?
Are we doing a dad joke today?
Yeah, we will, but still.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. Rowan, anything it's you'd tradition. Like to end with?
I'm good. Like,
okay.
Yeah. Sorry again for, thanks again for sticking with us.
Thank you again. It was like either my computer or YouTube hating me, one or the other. However, thank you guys for sticking with us. We will have a new video coming out on Monday. We will be back next Tuesday for the shenanigans. It will be November 5th. It will be election day. However, that'll be a nice break from all the election madness where we won't talk about the election going on. Just be 1 hour of the podcast when I have my computer fixed and can focus on just other things for at least 1 hour and not think about the election stuff. That'll be nice, right? Right? I'm manifesting it. So, yep. Alex, what would you like to end with? And how do you think you can get us for this Halloween season?
Well, why did the vampire read the newspaper?
Oh, I feel like this is another one. I feel like I figured out
about
enough
times.
Yeah. I got nothing. Why? Rowan, do you have any guess?
I feel like I've heard it before, but I can't remember the punchline.
Yeah, me neither.
Well,
all right, Alex, what is it?
He heard it had great circulation.
Oh.
Sorry, did I give a punchline?
Circulation?
Yeah, it's a newspaper.
I know, I get it. I'm just saying, yeah. Man, I was expecting...
It's a vampire.
Yeah.
Someone said it sucked. That's a funnier pun.
If you guys boo me, my job is done. That means I succeeded.
I hit the foghorn. It's not so much you got us as it is just like you really just go, oh.
Yeah.
Your face doesn't fall when you hear the dad joke. It wasn't that good of a dad joke.
My Cookie Monster's face did fall. That is very true.
We got you last week. We're going to get you again. We're going to know what.